This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, CPAC. I had probably the best CPAC I've had ever. Didn't go to any sessions or anything like that, but just the people that saw me, knew me, my congressmen, senators, not we don't have any senators from Arizona that I knew. But I did get to see some, saw some governors, people that I hang with. I got so many revelations from people on how to do things, how to run things right. I'll tell you some observations. CPAC ended with President Trump, the 45th president. We've only had 45, because most of you know we don't have a 46th president yet. And if you watched anything of Donald Trump's speech, you know that he is still the president of the United States. I don't care what Joe Biden thinks he's doing. By the way, no shops boarded up, no riots, no looting, because Donald Trump was coming to Orlando. Huh, wonder how that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, Antifa did smash Portland. I guess maybe we'll do a little bit more on that. But I don't even want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about the Golden Globes, because there's something significant that happened with the Golden Globes. And I don't think most people caught it, because you probably didn't even catch the Golden Globes. Right? I don't watch it. And here's the first thing I'll tell you about the Golden Globes. Is they said that they want it to be politically free, to be politic free. I think is what Tina Fey said. She wanted it to be politic free. And let me tell you why Tina Fey wanted the Golden Globes to be politic free. Because they don't have Donald Trump to kick around. And as Donald Trump said in his speech at CPAC, Joe Biden had the worst month of a guy that's running the Oval Office of anybody. See, Joe Biden sucks. And when you have something to compare, when you have something so close to excellence to compare to, and then you've got Joe Biden now, do you wonder why the late night comedians still are beating up, trying to beat up on Trump, still not being funny? But they got nothing to say. Joe Biden bombed Syria. What do you got to say, guys? Captain Demento. I told you the other day, Democrats want to take the bomb away from him, the button, the nuclear football. There's a reason why. They don't want Mr. Burns running the nuclear factory, the nuclear energy plant anymore. Because he's demented. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm telling you something, folks. God was at work with me over the weekend with this whole CPAC thing. We got a ton accomplished. We made moves that just, I can't wait to share stuff with you. I hope you get in a game. I hope you get in contact with us. 844-551-8255. I hope you say, Kevin, I love what you do. Like my buddy Albert, we are friends now. Albert knows, man, I keep up with Albert. I keep up with my buddy Tim and many others. Ruth, of course. She's my sugar mama. I keep up with you people that keep up with me, because we all deserve it. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a quick story before I get into the Golden Globes. There's this young guy. He wanted to be part of our team, and I didn't want him to be part of my team because he was such a publicity hound. Kevin, I want to do media. You know, get me in to do media and all this stuff. So I talked to the guy I had him go work for one of our organizations as sort of an intern, and he called me up and says, man, I can't work with this kid. He wants to be so far ahead, and for the wrong reasons. He wants it for himself. Well, I ran into him at CPAC, and he says to me, he's very cocky. He says to me, Kevin, how much you doing in merch? Meaning merchandise. See, he could shorten it because he's cool. And I said, not much. We don't sell much merchandise. A few books here and there, some T-shirts, whatever. But we you know, I'm not going to tell you that I wouldn't like to sell $1 million a month worth of merch, but it's not a driver. The money's not a driver. So he takes out his app and he says, man, people don't want to listen to me. I'm trying to tell them how to make money. And all this, he shows me his app and it has $167,000 for the month of February. And I said, what is that? I could barely see it. I didn't have my readers on because I'm an old fart. And yeah, I said, what is that, $167,000? Said, yeah. I said, is that your merchandise number? He said, yeah. I said, well, that's an impressive number. What do you net? He said, about 50%. So I said, you're making over $80,000 a year in merch. Yeah, man. He started showing me the different products he's selling. He was wearing a shirt. He pulls out a card for Trump, whatever, race car. I don't know what it was, but it was something. They were funny. And then I ask him, I go, well, what does all that have to do with the movement? And he looked at me. And that's when it hit him. See, you're not about the movement. I understand. You got to be a capitalist. But what are you doing with it? Are you really honing your craft? Are you doing something? Or are you just here to brag? And I'll be honest with you. I got up and walked away from him. He was in the middle of a sentence. And I just got up and walked away. Saw him the next day. He kind of glanced at me like, oh, man, that was cold. And I was like, you're right. It was cold. You deserved it. There's a lot of people out there that are not dedicated to this cause. They want to merchandise. They want to merch off of you. They want to mooch off of you. I don't want to mooch off of you. Everything we do has a purpose. It's threaded. So these Golden Globes that are politically free, you know what Tina Fey was signaling to you? Tina Fey was signaling, you're winning, America. Please watch the Golden Globes. Please come back. We can't do this without you. She's begging. Why would she make that political statement? You know who she was virtue signaling to? Hey, listen, guys, when you come on the program, don't go proselytizing about all your little pet causes or whatever else. Don't go slamming Trump. Don't go slamming conservatives. Don't go slamming God or whatever. How about you just accept your little stupid award and you go home? And she says, listen, if you watch me this year, I'm not going to make it political. That was the biggest statement of how powerful you are, and it was missed. And it isn't just because the great Rush Limbaugh's gone. It's because I think about it differently. I ask myself, why'd she make that statement? There's many things she could say. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fabulous. I'm going to have my friends with me. And you're going to be surprised at the awards and the, you know, the pomp and circumstance of the ceremony, blah, blah, blah. She didn't say any of that. And you know who else is going to be saying stuff like that? The NFL, the NBA, etc. will be there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, somebody say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Tell me Mr. Potato Head is still got his naughty bits. Please don't tell me that Mr. Potato Head is a eunuch. What? Publicly castrated Mr. Potato Head. One of my friends tweeted, he says, you've really got some serious problems if you're worried about the gender of a plastic toy. That had me rolling. I had to find out, I was flying. I was on my way to Orlando. Is Mickey still a dude? I'm just curious. Mickey and Minnie, or are we taking away their gender identity too? You left this. Y'all crack me up, man. You left this. Crack me up. You have nothing better to do. See, that's when you know you have too much money that you don't have to earn. Is when you want to make Mr. Potato. You can't cook. Come on, you can't be Mr. Potato Head. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head gone. If I was going to be complaining about Mr. Potato Head, here's what I would be mad about. I'd be mad that he's kind of, he looks like a Negro. And have you seen the lips that they put on Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid? They put them big old lips on Mr. Potato Head. Look like a minstrel show. That's what they should be mad about. But I ain't mad at them. Mr. Potato Head kind of teaches you a little bit about anatomy. When you were a little kid, this is his ears, big old ears. The only thing you could get from Mr. Potato Head for Christmas was a hat, because that he was all body. Oh, Lord. What, come on, leftist, seriously. Can't you find something better to be thinking, to complain about? Gaw. And one of my other friends tweeted this. He says, to be more inclusive, will Disney change Darth Vader's iconic line to Luke, I am your parent? Oh, man. Luke, I was your father, but I've had a sex change operation. Now I am your mother. Ain't that a mother? Woo, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look, I want to hit the road and go do some comedy. This stuff writes itself. Are you kidding? Lord. Oh, my God. Here's something else. I'm going to get into the CPAC because we got a lot to talk about. Joe Biden got issues out the wazoo. Ooh, Democrats, welcome to the party, pal. You are about to get the most rude awakening. Even with the media trying to cover up for you, do you know that your own leftists are starting to call you out? Rioting and destroying stuff still in Portland? You think it's over? It's only beginning. And President Trump just put him on blast, man, at CPAC. What else happened while I was... I wasn't on hiatus. I mean, we did a full show last week. I'm going to be letting some friends of mine guest host when I have to travel because, man, I'm just too busy right now. I've been invited to do more work with the Heritage Foundation. I've been invited to just a host of other cool things. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Thanks to you. And thank you. Look, I don't know how big our audience is. Here's what I do know. Now that the great Rush Limbaugh is gone, my audience is growing like crazy. Because you know what? That audience is looking for somewhere to go. Now, people are going, well, Kevin, they're saying so-and-so is going to host for an hour on Rush's show. And I know my good buddy Victor Davis Hanson is. He's an intellect. He's a great guy. You know? But I'm going to tell you, there are people that are looking for something else. They're looking for that other thing. I heard Rush's wife say, there will never be another Rush. No, there won't. But there will be somebody who will succeed, who will surpass him, that will supersede him. I'm convinced of this. Records are made to be broken. Rush put, I told some people the other day when I was at CPAC, I said, look, no offense against the man. He's amazing. And he pushed radio to a whole nother dimension. He pushed up against that line. But Rush drew the line at certain places when the heat got on. And there are people out there who are willing to cross that line, take things a bit further. These are the people that take something to that next level. You know, people looked at Elvis and said, who could be better than Elvis? And here comes Michael Jackson. I mean, I get that there are people that are Elvis worshippers and they like it's sacrilegious, but there was Michael. And there will be somebody better than Michael Jackson, just using that as an example. All right? It's just the way it is. There will be some cult of personality. Anyway, the other thing that happened, Lady Gaga's dog walker gets brutalized, maybe killed, I forget. And then they stole her two dogs. I think they're like some French poodles or something. The FBI found Lady Gaga's two dogs in 48 hours. But as a friend of mine wrote, but they can't find the suspect that planted two pipe bombs in D.C., isn't this amazing? When they set their mind to do something, let's see the videotape. Let's see how, and they can do it. And it didn't. And here's what: if I was caught with Lady Gaga's dogs, I'd say, "Well, listen, you caught me with the dogs, but let's just really be truthful here. You don't really know my intent." See, I thought the dogs were being mishandled, not being cared for properly. That's why I did what I did. I'm pleading Hillary Clinton defense. Found the dogs in 48 hours. Now, that's some white privilege there, Lady Gaga. Good for you, girl. You go, girl. Mm-hmm. The other thing on people's mind was Wufflu relief. Wufflu relief. Wufflu. Wufflu. 9% of the Wufflu relief funds went to Wufflu relief. 91% has gone to every pipe dream of the Democrats. They're going to bail out every major state, leftist state, particularly the cities, New York, Chicago, Detroit. It's a slush fund. It should be illegal. People should go to prison for what they've done. This is a crime against humanity, specifically the American taxpayer. It is the biggest money grab in history over nothing, and people should be in prison for it. Unbelievable we would allow this to happen. And look, folks, this is just a small sampling of what's been going on in the little bit of time that has gone from the weekend. And I'm not even getting into Chicago killings, and I've touched on some of these other issues in terms of Antifa and stuff like this in Portland, but we haven't even gotten into the meat of stuff. The economy, the stock market, the jobs reports, Biden's dementia. Have you seen these films of this clown? This dude is, Kamala Harris literally had to tell him, go back up to the podium, go back up and get your notes and get your mask. He's walking around like Mr. Magoo. Oh, where do I go? Where? What do I do? I'm not sure what to do. And look, it isn't one issue, one incident. It's not two. It'll be three or four incidents in a weekend. Yep. It's ugly out there for the left. Only going to get worse. All you got to do, folks, they cheated. They know they cheated. You've gone off of social media. You're coming over to new media. We're going to be making an announcement about where we're going here soon. I mean, we're everywhere, but we're going to support a platform that we're going to bet that horse on. Anyway, tons more to talk about. CPAC when I get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says his side of the aisle had no input into the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill passed by the House early Saturday morning. The bill, which does include $1,400 direct payments for many Americans, is now before the Senate. The White House is defending spending in the proposed COVID-19 stimulus package that's earmarked for after 2021.
This package is meant to, of course, provide immediate direct relief, but also provide a bridge to help us all get through this crisis.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there on Fox News Sunday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas warning it will take considerable time to create an orderly, humane, and safe immigration system. USA Radio News. A third vaccine is on its way to vaccination sites across the country.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, the oldest and largest power co-op in Texas, is declaring bankruptcy after getting a $1.8 billion bill from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. The bill coming during last month's brutal cold snap. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, we had a ton of news going on while I was at CPAC doing media. I did a ton of media. People were like, Kevin, where have you been? Oh my gosh, people would see me. They were, I so miss you on Fox News. I was very flattered. Seriously. I did an interview with I don't even know who it was. I wish you could have been there. I was on fire. And, they asked me questions about Black History Month. Why were we having CPAC? Let me give you my answers to why we were having CPAC. By the way, it's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about our work. So I was asked, why are you here and what is up with CPAC this year? What are your thoughts? I said, you know what? I wouldn't care if there were 1,000 people here or 10,000 people here, because the numbers were down due to the restrictions for Wu Flu and all that. I credit the Hyatt for issuing a statement that said, we don't care what you think about what we do. It's our business to protect our guests. They had lots of security. They did it right. But I was asked this question, why'd you come? Why'd you do it? And I said, you know what? We got cheated in the last election, big time. And what the Democrats hoped it was going to do was demoralize us. I said, what CPAC represents this year, even though it's still run by a bunch of rhino Republicans and quite frankly, needs to revamp itself in many ways. But CPAC needs to exist. What CPAC found out this year is that it is Donald Trump's party. I saw more people walking around with Trump hats, Trump shirts, Trump paraphernalia. There was nothing about the GOP or McConnell. I believe they said his popularity was like 95 or 97%. It's through the roof. Number of people who want him to run again, 55%. Trust me, that number's higher. If Trump makes an announcement, I'm running again in 2024, when we clean up these, situations in these battleground states, he will absolutely get the Republican convention. And it'll make the Democrats more scared than you can imagine. As we like to say, then a chihuahua passing a peach pit. They better fear. I said, the best thing that could happen, this is the best CPAC ever, not because of numbers, but because what it said to the Democrats is, despite your cheat, you did not hurt our enthusiasm. In fact, we're here and we are all figuring out how we're going to get back. And every meeting I had with somebody saying, Kevin, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we need to collectively do. They better be scared. 2.1 million votes must be turned over for Maricopa County. You know what they're going to find out that happened in Arizona? Donald Trump got cheated. And when that happens, it'll be the flip of the switch for all these other things. And everybody else will take a look, and they, social media, the giants out there are going to have to say, we apologize for calling you liars or whatever, but it isn't going to matter. It isn't going to matter. Because let me tell you what, almost everybody I talked to, I was in a room of, at one point with 300 or 400 people, and I said, look across this room and tell me that 80% of the people, whatever, a big portion, have all said, you know what? I'm not relying on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever for my messaging. I'm moving over. I was talking about the FlickFest, our streaming movie site. You know what people said to me? It's about time somebody give Netflix and Hollywood competition. And we got a lot of signups that day. A lot. Just for me bringing it up. I looked at the numbers and I went, wow. A lot of the people who were not as collaborative before are now saying, you know what? Let's be more collaborative. Donald Trump had no wars in 4 years. Job security was given to most people in this nation. We became energy independent. Gas was under $2 a gallon. I dare you to go look at the gas prices in your neighborhood right now, wherever you live. Go look at it. Stock market was above 30,000, and if they hadn't been hammering him, it would have been over 32. And look at Biden. Look at what he's done. This man's been in office 30 days. Horrible first month. This is what one of my friends wrote. Take away the corrupt Democrat media's water carrying, and you have a dark, divisive, dragging back to some of the worst policy failures of the past. Also, relentlessly un-American, against the American worker, parents, and students. That's what somebody tweeted. It's unbelievable what we have returned to in this short amount of time. And you're, again, the duplicitous nature of the Democrats. And all the while, you don't have a charismatic figure that's selling this. You have a demented old fool. I call him a clown because, and I apologize to clowns because it's a good way to make a living. But not if you're trying to be a serious person, okay? Then you don't want to be a clown. But that's what Joe Biden and the Democrats are, a bunch of clowns. Let me tell you what happened at CPAC, aside from what I just described. Media Row. Fox News was practically, I mean, yeah, people were around them, but it was no big deal. You want to know who had more media, that had probably the best media format? I'm good friends with the president and the founder of the organization, so I'll say that up front. But America's Voice was, they looked like the Fox of the event. Epic Times was there. I did an Epic Times interview with their Chinese division. There were many places that were much better represented than Fox. Of course, no fake news. I think Jim Acosta came in and I heard a big boo, and that's what some friends of mine told me. He got booed. And there were some other people that were anti, they were wearing American garb, but anti-CPAC. And I jokingly said, hey, have you seen any black people at CPAC? I'm just curious. That's what I asked them on camera. It's kind of photobombed their whole deal. Anyway, Donald Trump. I told you all the rest of it. I can give you the synopsis. I can give you my observations. Other people will give you others. I heard people say it was anemic in comparison to others. I don't think so at all. I think the speaker lineups were fine. I don't like that CPAC showcases who they think is very popular, and they aren't really discovering new talent and letting those people flourish. I happened to spend some time with Kimberly Klasick at an event that she was at, and I was glad to be there because she's an up-and-comer. Good for her. But the show stealer, undoubtedly, was President Trump. Here's what I want to tell you. So he hammers the rhinos in the party. He came, very first thing he says, I'm not doing another party. I don't know if I'm happy about that or not, but he says, no, I'm a Republican. I will do this party. Now, that there's another side of me that says, good. Let's go take their ball and go home. Let's take it away from the Mitch McConnells. That Paul Ryan-esque. You know, the same people that are no different than the Democrats. Let's show them, if you want to try to punish us for being right, we're going to punish you. Let's go in 2022, let's take every one of those suckers out. And let's put in some real Republicans. And then, if Donald Trump decides to run again, let's make sure that that we have all the secretaries of state, that we have James O'Keefe, which, by the way, I did see James there. He was there with security. But we have James O'Keefe's team infiltrating the Democrats in a way they've never seen. I met a guy, he's from Japan, he says, we have it's the equivalent of a crypto voting system. Public domain crypto voting system. It says, cannot be cheated. He was pushing that. I said, call me, little Japanese man, because I want to talk to you. I'd love to be the person helping to get that out there. I'd connect them with Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, and I'd stay in that, let them stay in that lane. It was amazing, though. This whole event. Anyway, Trump says he is the Republican Party. There is no question in my mind that he is, and what he gave was effectively a State of the Union speech. Post-cheat. He's saying, you know what? They're running a puppet government. I'm going to run the real government. And what did he do? He went out and he retold everything that he'd done and what Biden was undoing. And he says, this guy is a fool. He's anti-American and he's in big trouble. It was a State of the Union speech by the still deposed but de facto president. One of my friends said, Kevin, I bet you money Donald Trump's speech, if they tell you the truth, was rated bigger than the Super Bowl. I have no doubt about that. I believe it with all my heart. Here's what I can tell you. The world, not just America, the world watched Trump. And they watched him say all the things that he's not supposed to say, right? The election was rigged, he said, and SCOTUS didn't have the guts. Well, I'll tell you the other comment when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, I'm going to talk a lot about Black History Month being over now that we are beginning March, getting closer to spring. Hey, with Black History Month ending, do you think that we put black issues on the back burner? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what we do and spreading the word. Lots of stuff about to happen for us as a team that I promise you is really, it's just God's will. During Black History Month, Amazon stripped Clarence Thomas's documentary from their playlist. Yeah. See, with Black History Month, there's only certain people that get to be honored, and they have to be leftist. They have to be woke. But that's not what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about Black history another day. Here's the reason why I want to talk about Black history. I don't want to talk about Black history during Black History Month, but it came up while I was interviewing during CPAC. People asking me about Black History Month, and I've said what I've said all along. It's a stupid waste of time. We act like that's when we put black people into the focus is in Black History Month. Black people stay in the focus. Black clowns stay in the focus of America's lexicon all the time because of people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the staffers that this man brings on that are ethnocentric racists. Coca-Cola, be less white. Man, did we have some jokes about that in Orlando. Hysterical stuff. I should have had a film crew with me. Anyway, Trump made the comment, I should run again in 2024 to beat them for a third time. What a raucous cheer that came from that. I already mentioned 95% approval. That's what he said. He thanked the audience. The same way Rush Limbaugh, it was said many times in his career, look, this isn't about me. It's about you. What I say all the time in this, look, I don't care. I'm not going to say I don't know what comes out of my mouth. I do. God's given me the ability to obviously understand what I'm saying. But I really believe, and I'm not even saying this to be funny, that there is divine intervention in what I say, the words that I choose. I mentioned I was doing a hit there at CPAC with a media company, and suddenly there are people gathering around me. Now, I haven't had that in a while because people don't know me as well. The occasional person, oh, hey, Kevin, or I remember you. They see my face and know, where do I know you from? And I always go, Fox. But I'm giving this interview, and these people start to surround me. And I'm going, I look up, and I'm just in the zone. I'm answering a question. The lady is laughing. She's going, oh, my gosh. So we finish the interview. And people come up to me and they're like, oh, my gosh, Kevin, where have you been? Haven't seen you on Fox. And I said, I got fired. What? And then other people were like, this one guy comes up to me. He says, man, I so effing miss you on Fox. And he goes, what a loss for them. He had watched my interview. You know, divine stuff. I ended up, four other groups come up to me, will you please interview with us? That's why I ended up doing interviews in China and Japan and other places, was because they watched the interview and said, who is this guy? One guy, he's like, I represent this group, but I want you to go talk to this other group. And we, you know, it was insane. And I didn't do anything special. I just talked about what's deep inside of me. I was counseling this one kid, he's a historian. Does a radio show. Amazing kid. His name is Jacob. I'm going to have him on the show. And we chit-chatted, and I said to him, I said, Jacob, here's what I want you to remember. I said, you are not the best historian. You know a lot about history. To be an 18-year-old kid, you know more about history than 98% of the people in this whole event. But there's always somebody out there that knows a little more. But here's what they don't know more about. Who you are, your little experiences in life. This conversation you're having will be part of your show. It'll be something you remember for a long time. And I said, I want you to be part of my team. I want us to do some things together. I gave him a project to work. Promise you, we bring this project to life, you're going to love it. This kid is fearless. Yes, Mr. Jackson. You know, he's that kind of kid. Anyway, Donald Trump gave this speech, man, there are people out there that have forgotten who this man was in a short amount of time. The media want you to forget him. They want you to you know, stomp on his carcass. And he came back in typical Trumpian fashion and said, title smidle, I'm running things. He talked about breaking up big tech. He hammered Biden on the border issue and selling out this country. It was magical. And I'm sure you've seen the clips. I'm not playing any clips. You don't need me to play them. All I can tell you is my observations. Other people can give you the clips. I'm not saying we don't, you know, we do a lot of clips here, but I want to give you my raw emotion. of hearing this man, watching this speech, the energy in that room. Let me ask you this. Do you think Joe Biden has anything close to that? I'm not trying to be critical. I'm saying if Joe Biden were to go to the equivalent of a CPAC, do you think he'd have that kind of energy? You think he could bring that? You think he could be that lucid in what his thoughts were? Donald Trump gave a State of the Union, and he said, here's what I built, here's what he's destroyed. And in doing that, he made sure Biden couldn't take credit for anything. Look, I'm not a fan of what Trump did with the Wu flu, Operation Warp Speed. But if he won, in terms of showing that he could get the government to respond quickly and make things happen, he did it. In the event of a real pandemic, who would you want, Trump or Biden? Seriously. You get what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Mr. Magoo's booting around, forgetting where he put his mask and his notes, bombing other countries, and a host of other things. Here's what I said. I tweeted, Donald Trump should have press conferences daily. He should just bring Kayleigh McEnany back online, and he should give her the talking points, and she should meet and have a press gaggle of nothing more than conservative media, asking questions about what do you think about what President Trump did and what the idiot in the White House is currently doing now. And she handles questions as if Donald Trump were still running this country, because in many ways he is. What if he did that? What if every time Joe Biden came out and said something, Trump gave the rebuttal? He talked about he goes, look, they got back in the Paris Climate Accord. He goes, you know, if they want to do that, that's fine. Trump is like, I got out. If they want to get back in, that's fine. But he says, you know what they did? They paid $500 million when I had negotiated, if we did go back in, for $39 million. That's what we would pay. We would pay the same amount China was paying. Not $500 million. He says Joe Biden goes back in, pays the full freight, and now he thinks he can come back and negotiate? He goes, it's done. He goes, the negotiation was, I'll get out. He goes, I didn't even want to pay the $39 million because our air and our water's cleaner than it was before we went in. Man, it was so good. Biden watched it, as I mentioned earlier. You better know, more people watch Donald Trump at CPAC than watch anything the Democrats will put out in the next 2 years. Maybe even combined. Now that's saying a lot. That guy brings it. And he made it plain. They think we're going away. We're not going away. It wasn't sour grapes. He wasn't joking. He's like, we beat him. I'll beat him a third time. I say this also. Trump should never appear on fake news media. He should only appear on media outlets that are going to report the truth. I wouldn't even appear on Fox. Donald Trump can make the media come get him if he wants. I don't know what he's going to do. It's not going to be a third party because he said it. And he's not one to mince words, but we'll see what happens. Masterful performance at CPAC. Good speech, probably written by one of his speech writers, but gave enough insight to what he's going to do, but still left a bit of ambiguity as to how he's going to go about it. And if he takes the information that he learned while he was president, and he continues down that path, power broker. He's going to make a lot of rhinos pay, and he's definitely solidified who he is in the conservative movement. He's got my vote.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.